Step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. 1. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from addictions as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message to other alcoholics. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. Remember, they are very ill. 2. Life will take on new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends, this is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. 3. It is not the matter of giving that is in question, but when and how to give. That often makes the difference between failure and success. The minute we put our work on a service plane, the alcoholic commences to rely upon our assistance rather than upon God. 4. Job or no job, wife or no wife, we simply do not stop using our addictions so long as we place dependence upon other people ahead of dependence on God. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. The only condition is that he trust in God and clean house. 5. Remind the prospect that his recovery is not dependent upon people. It is dependent upon his relationship with God. 6. Unlike the early days of Alcoholics Anonymous, 12-step calls nowadays are rare. With the growth and availability of meetings everywhere, 12-step work is now done in meetings and support of the meetings. Attendance and contribution to the Seven Tradition Basket is vital for the program's success. After all, our problems were of our own making. Our addictions were only a symbol. Besides, we have stopped fighting anybody or anything. We have to.